Wisconsin would have had to reduce its CO2 emissions to 1990 levels by 2020 if the plan had become law. Madison Democratic sponsor Spencer Black says it would help Wisconsin reduce its contribution to global warming, a problem he says will carry serious consequences for generations to come.
Even if I should live a long life, I won't see the major impacts of it. But my son will. Our children will, and their children will.
But Mequon Republican Jim Ott said that even if Black's proposal were enacted, it would make no measurable difference on the globe's CO2 levels.
It makes you feel good that you're doing something about a problem that some people feel exists and other people don't feel exists. But I'll tell you what, it's going to cost us some money here in Wisconsin.
That cost, Ott said, would come in the form of higher energy bills. Last night's near party line vote was technically only a procedural one. That's because Black was using a parliamentary tactic to try and force a debate on this plan, which would have otherwise languished in committee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.